Echo Alpha 848, monitoring.
WR 357. WRMQ 805, standing by.
WSCI-783 to Station 213. Station 213, copy. WSCI-783 to Station 392. Steve's Station 392, copy.
WSCI-392, copy.
No PPM this morning. I know usually Wednesday is meetings day, but it's going to be a quiet week, I take it?
Yeah, we'll see. I got a couple today, but not as many because there's a bunch of people that are out.
You got the after-school event going on tonight?
Be there till 5.
All right, well, I just dropped your sister's car off, and your mom's definitely under the weather. The whole body aches with the chills, so I don't know what's going on there.
Well, stuff's going around, and this weather swings are not helping anybody.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, well, just thought I'd check in this morning. This is WSCI 783. I'm clear after yours.
Sounds good. Have a good one. Yes, yeah. Thank you. Cheers.
WRPB-448 monitoring.
I can barely read you. Barely. You have a lot of static. A lot of static.
Saturday and Sunday would be up north at Birch Run area.
Are you working up that way?
Negative. We're going to get away. Going on a little slight weekend vacation.
Roger that. Well deserved.
Roger that. And we don't get out to the city too often there, except when I'm riding up with your Uncle Carl. Way out there, four and a half hours away. But other than that, this is going to be like an hour or so, hour and a half drive. Not that bad. Out of east side Detroit.
Roger that. Okay. Will you try to make contact with me when you head out on that particular day?
Copy that. Will do. That'll be Friday. Probably around 10 or 11. I like to get in there and check out time. Check in time. That way, see how things is up there, and any decisions, late-minute decisions have to be made, we can take care of that. Okay, I'm going to let you get back inside, and I just wanted to throw that out at you. WRVV 690 Mobile Clear, and listen up to your mic.
Contact with you later on. WRFA 972. Clear monitoring. WRMU 805 mobile standing by. You got a copy this morning, Jack, 488.
WIUG 488, go ahead.
How you doing this morning, Jack?
Very good. How about you?
Real good, real good. Casually dressed and doubly blessed.
Right, this morning it's going to get cold for 3 days.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Well, I guess those days coming up anyhow. The weather is not bad, really. No wind blowing, just no sunshine. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. The winter's sure not like they used to be, but I guess nothing is. Roger.
You're right about that. Yeah, but what can you do? You can't change the weather. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. Roger that. I've got some stuff to do today at the church. I got to go put together a carpet chamfer. I was just coming through this morning and thought I'd see if anybody was out there, and I got a hold of you. So, Jack, you have a wonderful day. You're coming through nice and clear, and have a blessed day as well. This is WSFW 542, and I'll be clear.
You do the same, and anytime, like I say, give me a shout, I'll answer you back with no problem. anytime you like. I'm up to about maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock, but sometimes a little bit earlier. So, you take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack, back at you.
We'll talk later. For now, WIUG 48 is clear. Patient 24. Copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48 is clear.
WRZ 5544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Station 5. WIUG 48, copy.
RZ 5544, good morning there, Jack.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing this morning?
All systems go here at the LZ. Getting ready for the big Arctic blast. Roger.
Roger that. I heard that and I see that the temperature really gonna dip down tomorrow. Tonight, today probably is not bad, 32. But it's still cold at 32, but tomorrow it will dip down to 13.
Roger that. We're expected frigid temperatures minus 5, minus 9, maybe as low as minus 13 when it comes through. But we're used to it, and we're ready for it, Roger.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? That's the way it is. That's sort of nature. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, we're going to take what she gives us and we'll get through it just fine. Like you say, we have no choice in the matter.
You know that, Bob. We ain't got no other choice anyhow. You can't fight if you can't run, Roger.
Roger that. Well, I ain't packing up, and I'm not becoming no snowbird, so that is what it is, Roger.
That's for sure. Anyhow, well, really, no sunshine here, just little, you know, cloudy day, and that's about it. Roger. Roger, roger on that, my friend. Let's see here. The latest reports we have, winter storm warning from 4 o'clock this afternoon till 7 in the evening Thursday. Anywhere from 18 to 16 inches. Winds as high as 35 and gusty. And lows, as I said, in the minuses here later today and into tomorrow. That's not fun when 18 inches snow drop out. But here, today, they said 35% chance of snow. So I don't know how much that is, you know, exactly. But tomorrow is going to be a cold, and day after it'll be a little bit warmer. And tomorrow. Roger that. Looks all the south of you so far. Bitter cold temperatures down in Toledo, down in the Fort Wayne area there. So hopefully you guys will dodge a bullet down there, and you won't get hit too hard. Roger.
Well, Bob. We don't know. Anyhow, we'll talk again, Bob. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. I didn't hear you out there yesterday, so I heard you just about. That's why I came back to you today. Take care. Talk later. WIAG 48.
Do that, and we will, and you do the same, Jack. Have a good afternoon. WIZP 544, always a pleasure, sir. Clear and monitoring the frequency.
Station out there for a radio check.
Go ahead, Jack, with that radio check.
I think there was a station out there for a radio check. This is WIUG 48.
Sound as good as always, Jack. This is WSCI 783.
So how are you doing today? With that, with no sunshine?
Well, I guess it could be worse, Jack, if you have a lot of snow and some windy conditions and below zero temperatures, so I guess we got to take what we can get.
You're right about that. Well, you can't do anything about it. Another couple of days, it's going to be cold, too. Tomorrow, it's going to get a little bit cold. They say about 13 degrees, so I don't know how it's going to be. Anyhow, Roger?
Yeah, on a brighter note, looks like it might be in the low 40s again by Saturday, Sunday. I'll take that.
Yeah, at least we, you know, can walk around a little bit. Roger.
Yep, you got it. Have yourself a good one today, Jack. This is WSCI 783, JG out of Fenton. I'm clear after yours.
Good talking to you, JG. You take care, and we'll talk again anyhow. WIUG 48. I don't know, you don't sound good. Where are you, mobile? WIUG 48.
That's affirmative. We're in the mobile. Had to go get some firewood, and we're heading back to the fire number.
good, you know, a little bit of crackling. You're in the bubble, that's what I heard. Roger.
Copy that. There's a bunch of houses around me, probably breaking up.
Oh, you come a little bit clean, Roger.
Roger that. All right, we'll get back to the base station and we'll talk to you. You'll be on the DX-2NA, mobile, heading back.
Randall, take care and have a good day. Drive safe. WIUG 48.
Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 in the mobile monitoring.
Station 983. Station out there at 983 WIUG. Copy. WIUG, 28 clear. WIUG, 48, copy.
WSFX 401. Anybody got a copy on this radio?
401, you're loud and clear. Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Just want to double check. Does static gear pretty clear? WSFX 401, I appreciate that, I appreciate that. Just wanted to check because I had to put a new antenna on at the last one. It was real staticky. Thank you very much. Back on the side.
Person that wants to play is at Whiskey Center, Fever 810.
Sorry, again, hey, 401, what repeater are you clicking into? Somebody's trying to hog up the repeater here with some nonsense, but WRZT 820.
Yeah, 401, WSFX 401, trying to hit the repeater out of Detroit for the gentleman who was asking.
Yeah, you're making the Detroit repeater there, 401. But yeah, I was trying the Mount Clemens repeater and the Detroit repeater, but somebody's playing shenanigans out here. So, but the radio's making a good trip to Detroit. The WRZT 820.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's just a little handy talkie. It's the TID 83. But yeah. Seems to be a usual thing with this guy every day around the same time, but WSFX 401 back on the side.
Chris, WRZT 820, we'll be clear.
Sounds like it's time to go do some fox on it.
I agree with the fox hunting statement.
Is there a FRS channel that's equivalent to this? I'm guessing the first thing to start by is figure out which one he's getting into there. I didn't hear what was that person dead keying on the Detroit or the Mount Clemens repeater or one of the northern ones.
I'm up in Saginaw, in the Saginaw machine right now. I don't know how you would really figure that out unless you have all the repeaters separately into the thing, but you'd have to be monitoring the inputs or looking on the internet. I think the MI-8 admins can see which node you're keying up on.
Yeah, I think I have the website at home on my PC. I could look into that, but that would give us a general, even from there, I mean, I've been 25 miles away with an HP and hit, so, but it's pretty, there's no static in the background, so he's making a good connection, but, yeah, that would be a start, and then, you know, obviously we know the radius from whichever one he's keying into.
When technology was a lot less advanced than now, we were able to hunt people down on CV that were doing the same thing, and, you know, we'd find where they were, and, you know, mysteriously, a nail would wind up through their base station coax or something, and so all of a sudden the radio blows up. Don't have any idea how those things happen, but they do.
Yeah, I mean, there's people out here that still play that game, but, you know, it's strongly worded letter, and then, you know, obviously you would hope that, you know, you pay for the FCC license to be able to communicate that if somebody's doing something nefarious, they would do something on their end to fine or prevent that from happening.
BRGP 544, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Getting a gun license, you know. If people want to get a gun, they're going to get a gun without a gun license, just like they're going to get on GMRS without a GMRS license. And the fact that they're playing music and stuff just shows that they have no respect, even if they did get a license, no respect for the rules, so it doesn't really matter. Unfortunately, it's just something we got to live with. Anyway, I'm about at my destination, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off here, and, you know, hopefully this other person will find something better to do with their time. But either way, we're able to communicate around them, so, you know, it's not that big of a deal, I guess. Have yourself a good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, clear on your final.
All right, yeah, it was good talking to you, and WRZT 820, and 544 Bob up there in Sheboygan, we heard you coming through. Hope you're doing well up there.
Systems go here. Like yourselves, gentlemen, I consider us a league of extraordinary gentlemen. We do have RDF capabilities. We can triangulate, and then, you know, if all else fails, they'll just shut down that repeater, and then... somebody will rat them out, because we're a small community, but yeah, it happens, but like you say, we have no problem talking over them, so gentlemen, enjoy your day, y'all be safe if you're traveling, and all systems go here, we're ready for the old storm front to come through. WRZQ 544, clear, monitoring the frequency.
Bob, I apologize. I didn't even hear you in the background there until the other gentleman said something. But I'm about to get out of the vehicle. But just wanted to say hi to you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Hunker down. Stay safe up there.
We'll do it again. That's why we paused between our communications in case somebody would like to break in and join the conversation. All right, gentlemen. Be safe. WRZT 544, Claire Monica.
Station 983, WRUG, where it is, copy. Station 359, Station 359, WRUG, where it is, copy.
Go ahead, Jack.
Bob, how you doing today?
All right, things are fine. Waiting for the warm weather to kick in again.
But you're sounding good. You're really sounding good here. And I'm not at home. I'm on the road on 23 Mile and... what the heck the name? Oh, Rochester Road.
Yeah, I got a quick story for you. What happened to me at work? It's short, but it's really, really funny. You want to hear it?
Robert, you know I do. Roger.
For vacation purposes, this is Whiskey Robert Frank King, 359. Alright, it was at work, I had a flat tire in my truck, so they told me to bring it in the garage. So in the meanwhile, I was sweeping the floor to kill time, and one of the street supervisors came in with these two drivers. They were extras. and he wanted them to clean out the truck. So he asked me, he goes, "Hey, Bob," and he's from Louisiana, so he has a terrible accent. He goes, "Hey, Bob, you got a couple holes?" I said, "What? You got a couple holes?" I said, "Well," I got that little grin like the grin she was on that cartoon. I said, "Well, did you try Michigan and Wyoming?" Still there, Robert? "Well, did you get it?" "I got it." "Well, you tell him no or yes?" He goes, "No, not a hole. A garden hole. You got any of those?" "Oh," I said, "boy, you didn't say that. They're over in the corner." That was funny one. The garden hose. What the heck is Thomas in the back of the pickup truck? Yeah. That's funny though. He says, "You got a couple of holes?" And they go, "Oh, I gotta get him a good on this one." And all the drivers are laughing about what I said. "Hey man, that was cool, man." So he says, "All right, Bob, I'm gonna get you next time." And they left. All right, yeah. Is it raining up there? Hey, that was a good joke, Robert. That was a really good joke. Anyhow, it's just snowing here a little bit, that's all.
We got overcast skies. No sun. No rain. No white stuff. No goddamn for dandruff. But, I haven't been outside yet. I don't know if it's cold or not. I didn't look at the temperature, so. All right, I'm going to back on out of here because I know you're behind the wheel. I don't want the cops to see you talking on the radio. So, I'll send it to you. And this is Whiskey Robert Frank King, 359. A little bit clear on your final.
Robert, that was a good joke. That guy, he don't make no sense at all. He doesn't know what he was saying. He probably, you know what? He probably figured out do it this way, sound it this way, and he didn't know what he was talking about. Anyhow, good talking to you, Robert. You take care, and we'll talk again. WIUG 488.
4 closing note. I guess my supervisor, the street supervisor, He's a minister. That was a funny part about it. All right, we're clear.
Hey, Jack, this is 783. Go ahead.
Josh, how you doing?
Doing good. Just picked my daughter up from work. I took her car in this morning to get tires and brakes put on. And it's not done yet, so I guess I got to go back out again later. Out cold.
By the way, you're sounding good. It's all really good, Roger.
Well, I got your Radionity GP20.
It's the best radio out there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, you had me sold. I bought one for each of my three vehicles.
Yeah. Anyhow, I just want to see you. I know I heard you yesterday. You were working out that way. Anyhow, I don't want to say where and nothing like that, so keep that in mind. Roger.
Roger, WSCI 783, I'm clear.
Anyway, did you get a deer this year or no?
Wonder if you got me confused with somebody else. I don't deer hunt.
That's all right. Anyhow, well, good talking to you. You take care. WIUG 48, clear.
All right, Jack, this is J.J. in Fenton, WSCI 783, I'm clear.
Station 421, station out there, 421, WIUG 48, copy.
WSFX 401 going mobile.
WSCM 993 monitoring.
Jesse. Zero monitoring.
Yes, 3 and 6, mobile.
WSCY 842.
Yes.
RWS 538. Hey, are you going tonight?
You betcha. I had a full load of garbage coming with me. But, I'm headed to Kyle right now. I just got off 52 and 21.
I'm in 75 northbound myself, so I'll meet you there. I got that form for you, too.
Alright. I gotta tell you a little something about something when I get there. But, I could take some more of these, no snow, dark, cloudy days, but I know we're gonna get a big snowstorm one sooner or later instead of the rain in the forecast.
This is Michigan.
I got my Suburban out of the shop. It's been there all summer. A computer issue. I left the truck in Owosso. I drove home and ended up. I decided I would drive back. I dropped my truck in Owosso. I dropped my Suburban in Owosso. Picked up my truck again. And, it works fine if you have a code clear and you clear the transmission code, then you keep on going. Other than that, I'm not going to keep driving 10 minutes in the clear code. So they said they're going to put a new torque converter in it. Gee whiz.
Do you use that truck for plowing?
No, that's just my winter truck. I bounce people off of me with that one. I don't drive my big trucks very much in the winter unless I got jobs or something, just because of the fact that they're basically dangerous. I mean, not dangerous to drive, but that's a lot of truck and ice, so all-wheel drive Suburban's better.
You know, we'll see you out to Circus Park.
This is WNCY 842.
RWS 538 clear.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 on station.
SCM 993 radio check, is anyone copying?
Nope, turning in later.
WSBS 311, WSCN 87.
Okay, 887, go ahead.
Yeah, my phone's not dialing through, so I thought I'd radio you. I'm just leaving work.
Well, that's interesting. Sure, this has nothing to do with it, but our internet just went down. Got a text about it. Phone's working fine, I think. Of course, I did try texting Tom earlier today, and it didn't go through, so maybe there's some glitches happening. Everything okay over there?
Yeah, just busy day. Yes, everything's great.
Molly's here, of course, and I don't know why I was thinking she was doing Sunday, but I believe that she's leaving here Wednesday.
I thought it was the 17th. Whatever I wrote in the contract is what I wrote for her text, but I can double check when I get home.
Right. I know they're going to Mexico, and I was a little confused because she said they were coming back Tuesday, like, night, but then she had said Wednesday at some point, so maybe we can get hold of her before they take off. I'm assuming they're leaving in the morning. Not sure.
Well, you'd think if she looked at her contract, she noticed that I put the wrong date on there, but I'll double-check on that.
Okay, gotcha. I'll see you when you get home.
WSDN 887, over.
USBS 311.
WRTX 930.
Hey, 930 is WSTV 387.
Hey, ING,
how are you going tonight?
This is Ken here. I'm up in Bird Run.
Doing good. Driving home from Detroit right now. How are you doing?
Not driving around in Detroit, so that makes me happy. I'm just knee-deep in trailer bearings and Christmas trees here, so that's all I'm doing.
Sounds exciting. I'm sure my wife's been doing that all day. Typically let her handle that kind of thing, just because if I do it, I'll do it all wrong.
Yeah, we've, last few years we've been laying off, but I wanted the quote, big tree again this year, because we're going to have a bunch of people over, and, so I put up the 16-foot tree again this year. That's a lot of fun, getting that one in the house and getting it upright and getting her braced and everything.
That sounds awesome, though. Got to make the most of it. Is it a live one or artificial?
No, it's a real tree. I know the farms around this area where those trees exist, where they're not stupidly priced. But no, it's a real tree. There's about 1,200 lights on it. It's nice. I like it.
Sounds nice. I bet it smells awesome too.
Yeah, well, except for the wife that, my wife says, pine's not my favorite scent. I can deal with it, but I don't really like it. I'm like, what are you, crazy? Everybody in the world likes the smell of fresh pine. Like, you don't like the smell of fresh, they make cleaners with fresh pine. Like, you don't like fresh pine? Like, how is that even possible?
I was just thinking about all the candles they sell that smells like it. I know I bought a few.
Well, her smeller quote is her smeller, so she smells what she smells and she likes what she likes, so she'll deal with it. She doesn't hate it, so that's good. But her level is I'll deal with it. It's fine. It doesn't bother me, but it doesn't smell good.
Well, it's nice of her to put up with it for now. It's only temporary, and I'm sure all your guests are going to really enjoy it, too.
Yeah, we used to do the big tree when my daughter was here when she, in middle school and stuff and high school, but now she's in college, so she's coming home. And we're like, hey, we're going to do the big tree again this year. I'm going to do the big tree. All right, I'll do the big tree.
That is pretty cool. We just got a 7.5-foot artificial that just barely makes it with a 8-foot ceiling, just enough to put a star on top.
Yeah, I hear you. I think sometimes she
access way just to get me to do all the work of putting up the tree and everything. I think that's perfect. That's my theory anyway.
I wouldn't doubt it. But hey, you're enjoying it, and your guests are going to love it, and so is your child. So that's what counts, I guess, right?
That's right, my friend. That's what counts. That's what counts. You are exactly right on that one.
Hopefully, whenever I relocate, I'll be able to stick a tree like that in my house.
Yeah, you know, I actually wouldn't recommend the tall ceiling house because it's kind of hard to heat, honestly. It looks nice when you walk in, but yeah, the tall ceiling house is a little bit different on the heating situation there.
You know, I never thought about that, so I appreciate that advice.
I never appreciated it much either when we purely did forced air heat, but when we put the wood stove in and then we got a different place up north that we're going to retire to, and there's a wood stove there, and that house only has 8.5-foot ceilings, and I'm like, it's way easier, way less wood, it's way easier to heat this house than it is to heat our house downstate with the tall ceilings here.
Yeah, no doubt. That wood-burning stove was pretty nice. My sister's got one of those, too, and I'm pretty jealous.
Well, it's work. It's work. You gotta keep a pipeline going. You gotta keep, you know, some wood that you're gonna cut. You gotta keep some wood that's cut and split. You gotta keep some wood near the house that's ready to go and be inside the house on a moment's notice. You gotta keep some wood right by the fireplace. You gotta keep the whole pipeline kind of filled and the whole system going. And it's kind of it's work the whole winter long, but it's good work. Keeps you busy, and it's a little bit physical, so that's good too. But it's work. After a couple of months, you start to go, yeah, I'm kind of sad. I kind of want it to get warmer now. I'm kind of sick of this.
Yeah, I can understand that. Growing up, I lived in a house with an indoor fireplace, and things were kind of tough. So 1 week we went without heat and relied on that fireplace.
Yeah, we've done that here too. It's a chore to keep the wood flowing and keep it in there. It's like, oh man, every morning you get up, you got to restock the thing by the wood stove, and then you got to go restock the porch where you had wood on there, and then you got to restock. There's different systems for sure, but whatever the system is, you got to keep it moving. No shortage of moving wood by hand and keeping it flowing.
Yeah, I gotta do what you gotta do, right? You got a lumber guy, or do you do it all yourself?
We're on 10 acres here in Bertrand, and there's plenty of wood. Plenty of dead wood, mostly dead wood that I cut. I rarely cut a live tree. The only live trees I cut are really ones that were threatening the house a little bit. The rest of it's mostly just dead wood and out in the woods. And cut and just buck up, split, stack, move, bring in.
like you got your own resources. But I am about to be pulling in my driveway, and I'm sure my wife would love for me to be inside. So I will leave you on that note, and I hope you have a great Christmas with your family. WSEV 387 is clear.
All right, sir, yeah, good chatting with you. Have a good evening. WRTX 90.
WING 88.
This is 930. How's it going tonight, Jack?
It's okay, but it's just, flurries outside. Roger.
Flurries outside is good. It's not bad, it's good. And it's actually normal for this time of year. Embrace it. It's your future.
And I'm used to that. I'm used to that. I don't mind cold, hot, whatever you want to call it. And it's snowing outside. That's all it is right now. Roger.
Yeah, it's snowing a little bit here. We got a little dusting on the ground, but it's starting to come down. Hopefully we'll get a few inches. We'll see. I'd like to see it.
Hope so. A couple of inches of snow here. That way, at least the grass will be okay. Roger.
No, I'm hoping for a white Christmas.
It's always good to have a white Christmas. Roger.
Yeah, I'm watching the camera on our place up in the Keweenaw there. There's like 18 inches plus on the ground or so. I wish I was there, actually. I'm starting to miss being there.
Okay, you got used to it. Boston has another 18 inches now coming down. That's what he said.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to get hit here. Right about now, I think they're supposed to be getting hit.
They had this year 2 foot snow, but now there's another 18 coming down, so they'll be okay.
RZP 544.
Go ahead, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. With your evening Northern Michigan winter storm report. Totally north here in Sheboygan County, 3 to 6, 35 mile an hour winds. However, as always, in the snow belts, southwest to Gaylord, anywhere again from 3 to 6 inches they're forecasted. Petoskey, much the same, anywhere from 8 to 16 inches, and the same goes for Charlevoix County. Roger.
That's beautiful. I wish I was there, Bob. The WRTX 930, Ken here.
That. Living a dream up here myself, brother. Go ahead, Jack. We'll turn the channel back to you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Well, Ken, at least you got Bob out there. He is a good weather man. Away, Roger.
Well,
Well, when the snow's coming down, you got nowhere else to be other than your Radio Shack to report on the snow, right?
Hi, Bob.
That saved my pennies for many years, like most of us, and I put together a pretty nice Radio Shack, if I say so myself. I monitor several satellite stations, weather, local aviation map, weather maps, and such. Yeah, it's a good hobby to have. Roger, roger.
Bob, I always monitor the weather there.
Awesome.
Also, I monitor the frequencies. Yeah.
I'm going to,
Roger.
Contact me one of these when I'm going up north. We're going to meet for coffee one of these days. Over to you, Jack.
And Bob, he monitors the weather out there. He also monitors his on frequency. Roger. Go ahead, Bob.
Roger that. Jack, you know I'm never far from a base station or an HT anyway. But, yeah, we keep an eye on the road conditions here, and we'll take you up on that handshake and coffee for sure. And then, like I say, when you guys come this way, if you need anything, don't be ashamed to holler out. That's what we're here for. Back to you, sir.
Well, if you're getting a whole bunch of snow, that's the place I'd like to be. I like the snow. I'm a snow guy. And that's why we bought a place in the UP that we're retiring to. Soon enough we'll be there. Over to you, Jack.
Candy, you know, you gotta keep that stove going all day, all night. I do. What do you keep that? In the middle of the night. Where's it gonna come from? Go ahead, Bob.
That, a bit of that was broken and unreadable there, Jack, but I got the gist of the situation. We'll go ahead and turn the channel loose, and as I said, you're welcome by my house anytime for the old eyeball and handshake. Jack, always a pleasure. We'll be on here later this evening as well. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear to monitor.
Yeah, well, good to hear from you, Bob, there, and, yeah, I'm gonna be going in here, too, Jack, because my wife's got some jambalaya soup ready for us, so be going in here and enjoying that. That sounds really good. Clear on your final, sir. WRTX 930.
Hey, Ken. Yeah, and yeah, have a good evening. And don't do too much work right now, anyhow. Sit down and relax and enjoy that cigar after poof. WIUG 48.
WSAY 685, that's out of New Ancona. Can anybody hear this radio?
Station out there, 685, WIUG 480. The antenna you got there, it's audio good, but you got a crackling. I don't know, you may be driving or something like that. Roger. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
that you, Jack?
WIUG, flight 8.
Hey, Jack. Yes, NY 685. I'm with the Smurfing Triad kind of on here. How does it sound?
You are it's good, but you got a lot of crackling. I don't know, are you driving by the way, or are you on a handheld?
Yeah, you're breaking up. I don't know if you can help me mess up the phones a little.
On a handheld, hold your radio, and you can talk. Roger.
Thanks for the reply.
That cuts off a little bit of it, the crackling. Roger. Well, if you have the SWR meter, here's what you do. After you get it correct, take it off and then you can talk. It's a lot better. Roger?
Yeah, I'll give that a try. Try and move it around a little bit.
If it's you on a walkie-talkie, okay, it makes a little bit different because the connection, you know, those connections, the small ones and all that, it makes a lot different. They have to be really good type. Roger?
Hey, roger that.
Because if they lose, you're going to have... long time ago, about 2 years ago.
WRZP 544-488. Kurt, are you by the frequency?
Sir, go ahead, Bob.
Calling to see if Kurt down there was on the frequency.
I got a hand mic, and I want to test it and see what it looks like. Roger?
Roger that. Go ahead, Jack. We'll stand by. WRZP 544 for identification purposes.
Statement 544. That is handheld. Roger.
That microphone has a bit of echo in the background from the room on it, but you are definitely readable. Roger.
No, I'm just going to put the mic right now. I'm talking to you straight from the radio.
to that. Sounds a bit hollow and tinny, but other than that, yeah, go back to your handheld, Mike, I believe. Roger.
How about now, Bob? Now with the mic, how's that sound?
Roger that. Yeah, that's the signal I'm used to hearing up here. Great modulation and crystal clear, Jack.
So with the mic, the straight, correct?
Do that. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Sounds good, Jack.
Thank you, Bob. I'm on the 10Y radio, too. Roger.
Roger that. I'm on the HA here in the living room on the old HT. So, yeah, your 10 watts is doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
As one of them, AR5, Roger.
Roger that. Yep. The only other thing I suggest is maybe check your coax connectors. There could be the repeater acting up again. Occasionally, you drop out real low to where I can't hear you, Roger.
WRWX221 mobile.
Station 421, WIUG, copy.
WRPE-99, standing by.
WSEU 445 calling WSET 544.
WRPV 999 heading off the trade repeater. You got a copy.
WSEU 445 monitoring mobile.
Yeah, 449, you got WRPV-999 cuts in there on the side monitoring.
Station 445, WIUG-48, how you doing today?
Cold in, sir.
I know what you're saying, it's cold here and flurries, snow coming down. Roger.
Okay, they're calling for for 12 to 24 up here again on this storm.
That's what I heard. I think he gets 14 inches tall that way. Roger.
Yeah, I broke up a little bit there, Jack. I'm running down the road right now. I'm getting ready to hit a couple low spots in the road.
All right, then we'll talk a little bit later. Good to hear from you. You take care of me and have a good evening. WIUG, 88.
Yes, sir, you too. WSCU, 445, monitoring mobile.
Station 421. Station out there, 421. WIUG88. Copy. One more time. Station 421. Station 421. WIUG88. Copy. WIUG 88, clear. WRWX221 mobile.
Hey, Jack, you're in Flint Rock there, mobile.
WSAH780 in Flint Rock.
Copy that, Flat Rock. Sounding real good tonight.
Okay, that's surprising. Just dusted off an old handy talkie here, seeing if it would still holler out there.
Must have been fresh batteries, because, it sounded crystal clear.
Yeah, good to know. Yeah, you're loud and clear as well. Like I said, I'm in Flat Rock. Where about you at?
I'm probably about a mile or two outside of Mount Clemens, so right now I'm driving away from that repeater, so I'll probably start getting fuzzy here in a little bit, but Mount Clemens.
Yeah, okay, as soon as you said that, you started crackling a little bit. Alright, yeah. Other than that, you sound real good. I'm off that Detroit repeater, 625. It's Matt Flat Rock, WSAH 780. I'll be standing by. You have a good night.
You two, this is DBWRWX 221. Mobile, standing by.
WRZZ873, standing by. AM. Hey, Jack, you all clear? Hey, Jack. Go ahead. WRZZ 873. How you doing tonight, Jack? Doing good. How about you?
Fine. It's cold. You know what? Outside. I'm standing outside right now. Trying to Have you heard anything from Adam today?
Say what?
Okay. Have a nice day, night tonight, Mystical Jack. And stay nice and healthy, warm and cold.
Oh, you said you're outside? Outside is very cold, Roger.
It's snowing downhill like you know what, and it's snow blizzard.
I'm
I will go back in the house, Oval.
What is your location now?
Is this on the level?
No, you're not coming that clear. Before you was coming very clear, but not right now. Roger? Yeah, I didn't get that.
Oh, Pat, talk to you, when this stargate's back outside, Oval?
No problem. We'll talk later. So how's it going, Jack? Going good, but except snowy outside. Yeah, pretty darn cold too. Tomorrow gonna get worse than today. Roger. Yeah, well, we need to expect it this time of year. After all, remember where we are. I know where we are. We're better off snow plowing. We're going to get off. I don't think we're going to get much, but it's going to get plenty cold, plenty cold. Well, good to hear you, Jack. WRBJ258 here. Jim, I haven't talked to you in a long time. How you doing? Overall, pretty good. I'm doing pretty good overall. I got an ankle that's been bothering me for about 10 years, and it's really bad right now. I need to get it worked on, but I don't have a lot of resources. I don't have insurance. I can't claim anything, so anything I get done, I'm going to have to pay for, so I'm going to wait. But I got to be careful what I do because, you know, I still got to get around, and it ain't comfortable. You have to do it, Jim. Yeah, very good, Jack. Well, let me, I got this other radio on here. Let me turn it down. There we go. Okay, well, hope you're doing well. Are you all set up and ready for the big holiday season? I'm not ready yet at all. I haven't started it, nothing. I got maybe next week, Roger. Okay, Jack. Well, I'm kind of joking, because I don't do anything. I don't do anything. I don't put up any lights. I don't put up any decorations. I don't do any of that. I basically, when it comes to Christmas, I basically celebrate it very quietly here by myself at home. I have family But we already did our celebration at Thanksgiving. We basically did our big holiday party all on Thanksgiving. We had three birthdays, Thanksgiving, and Christmas all at the same time. So that's how we dealt with that. And now going into the actual Christmas time here coming up and New Year's, I generally keep a pretty low profile. I stay, generally, unless I have work, I stay in and don't do a whole lot. I kind of hibernate. Roger?
Is that Jim? Yeah. Well, if you decoration, if you got a 6'3", I don't mind coming to help you out with that one.
I appreciate it, Jack, but no, I don't do it. I really don't. I just keep things pretty much the same here year-round. I try not to draw too much attention to myself. I don't put any lights outside. I don't put a big tree up or anything. I also don't have a lot of folks over. I mean, I could, but I generally don't. It's for me, the Christmas thing is kind of a personal time for me. But like I said, we already did the family thing. Already did that. That was great. I had a great time. It was 8 hours of eating and drinking and being merry, and we had a good old time with it. But now that that's happened, I'm happy to just sit down and sit in my easy chair and just kind of hibernate through the winter season. And it's, boy, the wind is blowing over here. Is it blowing over where you are?
It's here blowing too, and plus it's snowing a little bit. You know, it's already on top of the car and all that, but I don't know how much it's coming down. But you know what? I went over the family. I ate and all that and drank a lot and ate a lot on a Thanksgiving day. Now at Christmas, I got to go over with my daughter, stay there, you know, same thing, eat and a drink, you know, and play cards a little bit, who's going to lose and who's going to win. And then I got to come home, Roger.
Yes, absolutely. I understand 100%, Jack. And, well, do that and enjoy it. I hope you do. But be very careful as you travel. We know what it's like around here. It can get kind of dangerous pretty quick. And hopefully your vehicle has good tires. The ones on my vehicle are okay. I'm already at the point where I need to replace them, but I'm thinking I could probably get through the winter here okay, but there's a couple of deals. There's some deals I'm seeing to get tires kind of cheap if I get them before the first of the year, and so I might do that. I might do that. I might go ahead and pull the trigger and just get it done. Because the ones that are on there, they're okay, but new tires would certainly be nice. So I'm thinking about it. Anyway, be very careful as you travel there, Jack. And I heard you talking earlier, so I wanted to say hello, and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll probably talk between now and then, but I just wanted to say it now before I forget. Roger?
Jim, yeah. Listen, if I can help you, I don't have no problem with that.
I don't know. Can you, I don't know if you have Sam Club membership or not. I know I do. Check them out if they want. If you want about those tires, I'll go down there and where you at and get them at a discount price for you with no problem. Roger. Wow, that's a pretty good offer. I'll think about it. I do not have a Sam's Club membership or Costco or BJ or any of those other membership clubs. I don't belong to any of those because it's just me. If I had a big family or something, I might join one of them. But I don't buy enough stuff to make it worthwhile for a membership. But I might take you up on your offer, but I'll go to Sam's Club website and see if they have the tires I need. The tires I need are a specific tire for my car. So if they've got them, hey, we might meet up, eh? I don't have no problem with that. I'd like to meet with you, but you know what? I might be Saturday there at the restaurant, so because, you know, and I don't see you there at all. Roger? I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't quite understand what you were saying there. No, I do not have a Sam's Club membership. I do not. Over. Like I said, I have one. You just let me know what Sam Club you're going to be to, and I'll go there with you with no problem at all. And anyhow, Saturday, you know, Saturday breakfast in the morning, if you want to come by, drink, have a coffee, we'll meet up there because I'm going to be there Saturday morning at that Cozy Cabin. Roger? Yeah, the Cozy Cabin, Saturday morning breakfast. About what time do you guys get over there?
Clock and 8:30, I think, they take your order.
Okay, well, you may laugh at this. You might laugh, but that's kind of early in the morning for me. I'm always a night owl. But I might make it. I might make it. I don't have anything else going on this weekend, and maybe get over there and say hello to some people. I've never been to that gathering on Saturday morning, so maybe drop by and say hello. We'll see. Anyway, thank you, Jack, for your offer, and also thank you for reminding me about the Saturday breakfast there. I know there's probably going to be some folks I know, ham radio people that I know, will probably be there. Anyway, Jack, it's good to talk to you. I'm going to get back to my movie and watch the rest of that and then head off to bed. But try to stay warm. Right now, I don't think there's any snow. I got a window here. I'm looking out, but I don't see any real snow falling. But I hear the wind. The wind is blowing over here. So I walked out about a half hour ago. I stepped outside, and it was cold. So I know it's going to get cold. Anyway, 7-3, Jack, thank you. And we'll talk soon. This is WRVJ258.
Jim, anytime, you take care. And don't be shy. Give me a shout. I'll come down for you, no problem at all. You take care and you have a good evening. Stay warm, too. WRVJ 58.
I don't know, you tell me. I just fixed one of my antenna connectors on this particular station, so how do I sound here?
Sound good. I'm just doing some clean up here at the house. And you know how it is, you got all these holidays coming in, and you need to be clean, do this and do that. And they, that's the part of the homework, Roger.
Well, that's part of what the holidays are for, right? You got to clean up and move some stuff out and move furniture around and get stuff organized and clean up your act, right?
You're right about that. Clean up everything. You're right. Most things are the house. We moved so many times those couches. That don't look good. This don't look good. Oh, put it here. Put it there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we put up our tree and you got to move some furniture around and then you're like, oh, I haven't moved this in a while. Yeah, there's some stuff underneath here. We haven't been cleaning as good as we should have. And cleaning up now, that's what the holidays are for. It's good. It's good for you.
Yeah, you're right. Keep you young. That's what I said, Roger.
Well, I don't know about young, but keep you on your toes, that's for sure. Gotta keep that stuff clean, man. Gotta move some stuff around every now and then. My mom used to move her furniture around all the time just for that reason. I never understood why, but I think I can kind of see it now. It was just to move it around so she could clean.
That's the number one issue. See, I don't have a basement. I have no basement here, but some of that dust, you know, when you got heat going on and you got air conditioning, it brings some of that dust from downstairs, upstairs. And I hate that. And every time I do this and do that and do this, move this out of the way, sweep over here, sweep over there. Roger?
Yeah, well, that's like I was saying. I don't ever move furniture around except like put up this Christmas tree, and then we go, well, we're gonna move some furniture around a little bit to accommodate this, and then you go, oh, there's some stuff underneath there. I guess I haven't been vacuuming quite far enough underneath that thing. Just kind of hits you. But that's what it's for.
Then you look at the vacuum. That thing is full of stuff. When you finish from moving the couches and all the other stuff. Roger?
Yeah, well, I don't look in the vacuum unless I hear a nasty noise go in it. So occasionally that happens, and I'll go, oh, yeah, now I got to shut the vacuum off and see what that thing sucks up there. But that doesn't happen too often. Usually it's a piece of wood that came off the wood I was bringing to the house.
But again, sometime if you got long hair, that long hair goes all there and really it'll jam up the brushes.
Well, there's no hair here, so I don't have that problem.
Yeah, well, I don't think you got a dog, which is dog is it'll be worse. That vacuum will be every week. You gotta turn around and cut all those long hair of the dog or cat and the wife and all that. You know what I'm saying? She got a long hair, so what can you do?
Well, we have two cats. And my wife still has hair, so if there's long hairs in the house, or that shows up somewhere unexpectedly, it's like, that's yours. It ain't mine, because I don't have hair, so it ain't the cat, so it's got to be yours.
Anyhow, so is it still smelling by you?
Yeah, it's snowing a little bit. We got a few inches here, but it's still snowing. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's good. It's snowing out there. It's a little bit windy here, and it's snowing, you know, snowing a little bit, not much really, but it's snowing a little bit. Roger.
What happens overnight here. Probably won't be much. Media loves to blow this stuff out of. Oh, we're going to get a storm! It's going to be crazy! Everybody stay inside! Yeah, well, it'll be a couple inches. Nothing to worry about.
You know what? I used to get these days like that. Stay inside. Don't go outside. It's cold outside. It's raining outside. I don't care. Well, you're used to it. You know, there's no other choice. But, you know, you go through it. Like I went this morning, it was cold. I went out there and did what I have to do. Went shopping. Grocery shopping. Came back. And it was cold. Then tomorrow I gotta do the same thing.
Yeah, I did my normal stuff today. I worked and I went and picked up some boards for to redeck our trailer and did a little bit of Christmas shopping on my way back and very normal day, even though it was snowing. Ooh, the snow! Yeah. It's just a little bit of snow. It's not going to hurt you.
Snow doesn't bite. Rain doesn't bite either. We're used to it. We really are used to it, you know. I mean, I don't mind
below zero, you know, I'll be outside, which is what happened last year. I was outside. It was below zero. I was outside for like an hour. Then I got in the garage, and I stayed in the garage for the time, you know, like about a couple of hours. Then I came inside.
Yeah, I hear ya. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm no superhero, right? Cold is cold, you know. If it's 10 degrees and wind's blowing, yeah, you're gonna feel it. I don't wanna be outside without protection, that's for sure. But if I'm outside with my gloves and my stuff and snowmobiling or doing something, I'm perfectly happy. It's all right.
So are you in the shack room right now smoking or no cigars tonight?
Well, no, there's a cigar. There's a cigar involved.
Good. You know, sometimes you need that, and you really don't feel that cold outside. That's what I used to do. You know, go outside and smoke, and you don't feel the cold.
Yeah, you know what's really odd is I'm doing these trailer bearings on my equipment trailer, and I put the latex gloves on to scoop the old grease out of the bearings because I'm repacking them. Those latex gloves are super cold. I put them on my hand and I'm like, man, what? I don't know what it is. It's like I put those gloves on and it's like, maybe I'd be better just scooping this grease out without these gloves. But whatever, I scoop the grease out and throw it in the press washer and continue on with my day.
I got the trailer all going, and this is WIUG 88.
WRG 930. No, I'm getting the trailer, just kind of going through it. We're going to have to move a lot of equipment next year, and still doing the barn building up north, and loose tractors, and a lot of wood and materials, and that trailer needs to be up to snuff, so I took all the wheels off, repacking the bearings, going through the brakes, making sure everything's still working on the trailer, so it'll be ready for next year. Normally I wait till it's like April, well, till I do it, and then I go, I need to go through that, and then I only got like a week to do it. It's a can of worms. I took the tires off and the brake drums off and go through the bearings and I'm like, oh, I need to get this, I need to get that, and a couple of these tires are not so good, and I need to get a couple of those. It's a whole project, but just go through it slowly. Slow and sure. One step at a time.
Yeah, you know that. You got to do it one step at a time. Make sure all your bearings are greased up. You know what I mean? Make sure the rubber of the tire is not cracked or something like that. Make sure it's got enough air and all that stuff. Then, you know, and you look at the, you know, look at the bolts and nuts. They all rust out or something like that or has to be replaced. It's a little bit of work, but you know what? When you get it going, it's going already. But you just make sure that really, I used to have a boat. And that boat, it was all the trailer of the boat. You know, when you go in the water, it loses so much grease. I don't know where does it go. It goes in the water. Then I went to take it to some place. She said, you cannot do nothing about it. I said, well, I'm going to take another place. I went there, another place. He said, you got to buy a new trailer for that boat. I said, why? He said, because it's totally going to be the same thing. When you put it in the water, half of that grease will be gone in the water. So I said, the heck with this, I'm going to sell it. Roger?
Well, I guess that's one way to deal with it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have boats. So. Yeah, I know buddies have boats. I've gone with buddies boats in the water and stuff. But you know, my trailer's in a heavy trailer. It doesn't go in the water, but it gets dragged around with heavy loads on it. It's a 20-foot equipment trailer. It's a, you know, 8,000-pound tractor on it, and it gets stuff hauled around on it. It's got to be up to snuff. The brakes got to work. Everything's got to work on it. So just going through the winter here and getting it ready for the spring. So I'll be ready.
Well, I can see that Ken will be ready next week to finish up that shed he's got to do it way up north in the Upper Peninsula. I can see that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. The shed I got going on. Yeah, that's one I needed to call for my wife. Cause, she came up after I was half filming it. She's like, how big is this? What are you building here? And I'm like, I told you what I was doing. I said it was. And she's like, well, I guess I didn't know what that really meant. This is a big building. I'm like, yeah. Big building. It'll get done. One step at a time.
Hey, it get built just one bit at a time, like you said, one step at a time. It get built and get good, too. Let me ask you, are you going to put cement on the ground already or no?
Yeah, there will be a concrete floor. That's not there yet, but I got all the posts in, all the wall girts. I got the bookshelf wall girts stuff, and that's the way I left it for now. It's getting snow. There's about 20-some inches of snow right now, and it's still falling up there pretty hard. But, yeah, there'll be cement there, and it'll get done.
I just talked to somebody, Agent Gaylord, who was on a handheld. He said it's going to be about 18 inches of snow coming down that way. I said, where are you? He said, I'm on the road and it's snowing in here. I'll talk to you a little bit later, right away. He said, I got to go in. I said, okay, no problem. We'll talk later, Roger.
Yeah, I got a buddy who's a sergeant sheriff in Grayling in Crawford County there. And yeah, they got 18 inches or so, he said, and then it rained, so they lost half. But yeah, now they're supposed to get another foot and a half or something like that. That's all good. Snow is good.
Yeah, snow always good, but don't slide in it, that's all. Because then you're talking about problems. Roger?
I've never had a problem with the snow. I've always loved it. I can drive through it. I can drive through a whiteout. It's all right. Just slow down. Slow. Get your way through. It's all right. I actually kind of like it.
Well, one day I was up north. I was in Flint, by the way. I was in Flint. And I came down and it was a whiteout. And in front of me, it was nothing but a semi truck. And he didn't have no light on top.
you know, before it was a lawn, you got to put the light on top, the trailer, when you're driving. Then they took it off. Right now, you don't need that no more. But you know what? I was lucky. I had yellow lights in the front. And really, those yellow lights, they brought the roads right up to, I can see them.
Yeah, I hear you on that. That's when you get upset about somebody not being equipment and having no lights and or improper lights, and you can't see somebody in front of you and taking that because their trailer lights weren't there or whatever. That's why I'm going through my trailer now. Some of the wiring is funky too. I had to fix one of the tail lights and just trying to get it up to snuff.
Yeah, you know what, because in a little while, from all that rain and snow and all that, they get to the light. I don't know why they don't make them really packed up good, that way nothing gets into them. Because even the cars, you know, some cars, at the back of the cars, they don't have, one light is down, another one on top is down. It's built like that. I don't know, especially those small cars. Like Kia and all the rest of the stuff. And they always have one
light
that doesn't work.
Yeah, well, don't get me started on the trailer stuff. The trailer world seems to be filled with absolute various junk. The coatings of junk, the paint of junk, the tail lights, and the battery thing that supposed to activate your brakes when it breaks away, the breakaway thing is junk. All this, I had to rewire this whole trailer. It was a 2011 trailer. We bought brand new. I had to rewire the whole thing already because, you know, the cheap crap got unsealed for all the connections. I don't understand why everything in trailer world is absolute junk.
I think it can because the labor is cheap, and there's no, you know, no laws on these trailers. You can pick up any trailer, drive it anywhere you want. Then I got to tell you, hey, this has got to be safety, and that safety and all that stuff. That's the reason why.
Yes. The trailer stuff is just the wiring, the scotch tape. It's like, why don't they use standard, if they use modern automotive style wiring, which wouldn't cost them but pennies more per trailer, it wouldn't be a big deal. Why don't they do it? They use scotch tape. Like, why? Why do you use, why? Ah, it just kills me. I see this stuff and I'm like, why are you using crap on these things? When they're just getting dragged behind the truck because with salt spray and, you know, all the getting drugged through the stuff, and it's like, this is so easy to solve. Why do you do it? For pennies.
I remember we used to rent a trailer, you know, well, we had to store because we had to bring some garbage cans and all that stuff.
Roger.
But you know what? None of them was, you can see the wires loose all the time. They don't cover them, no, nothing. And it goes all the way in the back, and it's not even covered. Even today's world, they don't cover those wires at all. They just run them. Put a tie in them, and that's it.
I don't get it. It's to me, it's like really easy, solvable. The wiring to last outlive the trailer for just pennies more per trailer. You're talking like $10 more per trailer to, you know, for a trailer manufacturer to put proper wiring on it, but, you know, they all use just unsealed Scotch Pass crap out of it. And I don't know why. That's what they do.
I think that, can't they want you to go back and buy more wires? That's what it is.
Well, I rewired this trailer of ours 5 years ago, and there's not been a single problem with the wiring since, so, aside from one of the taillights, which is an internal problem with the taillight itself, but I'll take care of that.
Well, so now you're feeding lots of the heat. Now we can get heat tonight?
Roger.
Is that how it is?
Yeah, the wood stove's going. The sun's going. Running the wood. Yep, it's a pain in the butt, but run the wood. That's what it takes to heat up.
You're right about that. They just, you know what, they just jumped up the propane. The propane just went up about 3 months ago. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, I'm aware of the propane prices because that's what we're on here. I mean, aside from the wood heat, with the main furnace is a propane regular furnace run by propane, but our dryer's propane, the hot water heater's propane, the stove's propane. Yeah, I'm well aware of the propane prices.
Oh, I know what you're saying. And
Roger.
Really, consumer power, you know, the gas went up here, and electricity went up, and people start complaining. That was about a month ago about the prices.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the natural gas prices are, but there's no natural gas in this area, but...
There you go.
Yeah, the electricity has gone way up. Surprise! You decrease supply and demand. What happened to the electric supply price? It's going to go up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It sounds to me every year something going up. Not the gas, the electricity. Not the electricity, the gas go up. 3 years like that. And our taxes just went up, too.
Yeah, well, property taxes are a different story. That's pretty much gone up everywhere, but... Yeah, who knows?
Well, Ken, I'm going to let you go because it's not getting too late for me, but I still got to do some work here before I go to sleep. So good talking to you and good to hear from you. We'll talk tomorrow anyhow. If you're around, no problem at all. I'll catch you a little bit later. WIUG 38.
Yeah, good talking to you, Jack, as always. Just finished cleaning up my trailer brake drum here and clean up my hands and go back inside and take care and go to bed. Have a good night. 73s, WRTX 930.
Jack's going to study for his ham license.
Eric, I don't do that. I've been doing that, so, you know, don't take me wrong.
RFK 359 for a weather report.
Go ahead, Robert. Was it snowing by you there or wind blowing hard? I heard it was a blowing hard, wind blowing hard by you out that way, Robert.
My wife just looked out the window and she said it's snowing, so it's snowing here too. WRFK 359 will be on the sideline again.
Robert, take care, have a good evening. WRFK 48. How was Eric this afternoon? Ready to go to bed?
All this yapping, you should be studying.
I studied today for 1 hour. I'm not kidding. I studied one hour today. Then I looked around, and I was just telling, Ken, you know, I got to move this around, move that around, sweep over there, sweep over here, get this going, take the trash out of there, and get the toilet paper in the bathroom and all this stuff.
You could squeeze an hour in there. Just don't watch any John Wayne movies. No. No more John Wayne movies at night. Study.
You know what? You're right. There's not even one John Wayne, movie out there. There's none out there at all. They're all black and white, by the way. I don't know where they got all these old movies from.
WRTX 957 at the command center. Just wanted to say hi, Jack. See what you're doing. I should have your stuff ready for you there in a day or two.
Well, I know what you're saying, yeah. Thank you anyhow. I really, you know, appreciate that because the thing has been sitting here and I just hate to not use it, so that's why, you know what I mean? Anyhow, Eric, good talking to you, good to hear from you, really. And anytime you want to come by, no problem at all. You know that. I'm not going to tell you anything. You take care.
Roger. No problem, man. Take it easy. Don't work too hard out there shoveling snow. WRTX 957 at the command center.
Yeah. Well, Eric, tomorrow morning, make sure you dress up good because it's going to 13 down tonight. That's what they're saying.
Yep, I got my radios to keep me warm. I got that 5,000-mile radio to keep me warm.
I don't have that. I had to get my coat going, warm up. I got to put it by the heater so I can get up tomorrow morning and go shopping. Anyhow, talk to you a little bit later. WRG.
Roger, catch you later.
Yeah, hello, Eric. I want to hear Jack on the FBI meeting. Need to get it done. 966.
That was a nice double. Or a nice triple. I think I'll have a heart attack if I heard Jack key up on the 2.6. I would probably pass out.
It was not me.
I had two people key up. Who was the first one there that said 2.6?
You said I'd like to hear Jack on the FBI repeaters. WRTX 930.
Oh, okay. Flying beer repeater at 2.6. 2.6 down here. But yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Get her done, Jack. Get her done.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sliding out or anything like that. I'm just doing the right thing to do, you know, to get it over with. Roger.
Yeah, it can be work, but you can do it. You'll get it. It just takes a little. Take the practice test online thing. Just take the practice online things like the day before, and just take a whole bunch of them, like right in a row. Like they're free. You just keep taking them online. The test and. And as soon as you get to a certain point, you're ready. It's good.
Oh, what can you write? That's what the a couple of friends said. Take the practice test every day. He said, take it till you get it all, and you should be all set.
You'll get it. We're here in the FBI. You'll be there.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good night. WIET 48.
I heard another station in there trying to get in about 5 minutes ago.
Robert 359. Robert, you out there?
Go to bed. Go to bed, Jack. I'm just trying to figure out 930's name of their city. Doesn't make any sense. Can't be right.
Nine Rios?
Jack, go to bed. Yeah, Ken, 930, still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here. This is 930. Yeah, I'm in Burt's Run. Is that what you asked? What city am I in?
No, the city you're licensed to. I've never heard of that city in Michigan. It's really a weird name.
Oh, Atlantic Mine. Yeah, that's my retirement house. That's where I'm moving. So, that's where I will be there. And that's where I am most of the summer anyway.
Well, yeah, that's cool. I'm just saying I've never heard of that before. Where's that near?
That's 15, 20 miles west of Houghton. Not Houghton Lake, Houghton in UP. So, yeah, kind of, it's not the Keweenaw proper, but kind of by the Keweenaw there.
Yeah, I kind of figured that because I didn't think it was in the lower peninsula for sure.
Yeah, I put it up there because when you're talking on scan frequencies there, if you're from, if they look up everything there, and if you're not quote from there, it's a different experience there. They don't really want to talk to you.
Roger. So what repeater are you on right now? Saginaw?
Here I'm on the, I'm in Bertrand, I'm on the Saginaw repeater.
Roger. I just looked. Saginaw 575.
Yeah, that's right, 575. How's my signal, by the way? I just changed my antenna connector. Sometimes I don't know if this is coming because the receive part seems to come through broken at times.
Nope. Sound good here.
All right, yeah, I had a possum chew through my antenna connector there on my beam antenna. Yeah, I put there on it, but it wasn't designed for a 10-pound animal to hang off it, so which is seemed to be what happened and broke it, so I had to go fix it the other day.
Roger. I would think that you'd be doing better on the Mayville repeater. Did you ever try that?
I've tried. It comes in, but yeah, I'm way worse on the Mayville.
Yeah, I'll be up Roscommon there this weekend. I didn't think we'd get much. It looks like we got about 3 or 4 inches of snow up there.
Yeah, the snow's coming down. In my opinion, keep it coming. I love it. Love to see it.
Yeah, I like it up there when it snows, not down here. You know, the traffic, roads, but I like it up there. Hopefully we'll have enough for snowmobiling this weekend.
Well, there's enough for snowmobiling here a little bit. But, yeah, if you're going to go up trails, there's already plenty there, and in the UP, there's pretty much plenty where you want to go right now.
Don't have a trailer. Unless one of my friends comes and picks me up. maybe Captain Don. He's got a enclosed trailer.
I'm fixing my trailer right now, but we'll be ready to go. Not for snowmobiles, I got my snowmobiles in my truck, but I only got one, so I just put it in my truck. But your audio is really low, Eric.
Yeah, I'm talking kind of low. But this should be better right here.
Yeah, that's a lot better. I'm not one to nitpick, but just making a report.
Yeah, I'm just trying to talk real quiet. Get a little bit closer. Anyhow, I'm going to get out of here and get ready for bed. Nice talking to you. Catch you out there maybe this weekend. Have a good one. WRTX 957.
Same here. Good chatting with you. Good hearing from you. WRTX 930.